Could you just maybe perhaps tell me a little bit about what happened at the military briefing?
Yes, I was just at the military briefing with U.S. military commanders, and from what they are telling me, that U.S. forces in Baghdad in the past several days have been discovering what one commander says is an unbelievable, eye-popping amount of weapons, and these weapons are located in the most densely populated areas of the capital. Their theory is that these are weapons that probably belong to the Republican Guards. The Republican Guards, of course, were the elite troops of Saddam Hussein. They were located outside of Baghdad. They were not allowed to come inside. But what happened as those Republican Guard units started falling, that they took a lot of those weapons that belonged to the Republican Guards and moved them into the city and placed them inside, possibly for street-to-street fighting that never occurred. Possibly that because the collapse of the Iraq's command and control capabilities happened so quickly that they were not able to mobilize a lot of this stuff. But these weapons are just in every residential block and home near schools. And, of course, one of the biggest finds that they've had today was that U.S. Marines discovered more than 40 leather vests stuffed with C4 explosives and ball bearings at a school in Baghdad. And they found, along with that, empty hangars that suggest that possibly suicide bombers may be wearing them right now. At a junior high school nearby, reporters found hundreds of crates of weapons, including rocket-propelled grenades, surface-to-air missiles, and shoulder-launched rockets. And the residents are telling the soldiers that Fedayeen, the paramilitary fighters loyal to Saddam Hussein, have been putting them in those residences and in those homes and schools for the past month or so before the U.S. forces arrived. So the priority right now for U.S. forces is to collect these weapons and to put them in a central location so they cannot be collected by Iraqi fighters.
What about the Fedayeen? I understand that some of them are still operating in Baghdad. Have you had reports of this?
Yes, the Fedayeen are still there. They have dispersed. There are small groups of it. You don't have the kind of pockets of Fedayeen that they saw initially when they came into the capital. Now it's bands of one or two or three or four type of individuals that are walking around. They have really mixed in with the civilians, and of course that's another very worrisome trend for the U.S. troops that are here, because that means the civilians are going to come under a lot more suspicion if the Fedayeen uses civilians who launch these kind of guerrilla warfare tactics and try to mix in with them. This is something that they feared all along, and this is something that might happen still. So the Fedayeen has not gone away, neither have the Special Republican Guards. But, of course, their ability to launch big attacks have been reduced considerably.
Alicia, turning to the looting that apparently is still going on in Baghdad, what did the military say about that? Have they been able to come up with any plans for combating that?
Well, the military commanders are saying that they fully expect the looting to subside by tomorrow or by the end of this week. They don't see the looting continuing. I think they are looking at it as that the Iraqis are trying to just vent some of the anger that they've had for a long time. They've been deprived for a long time, and this is the way of expressing it. They're not intent on destroying the capital or anything like that. And so from their perspective, it is something that will subside, that they will calm down, and it is already beginning to subside somewhat.
Have they done anything about trying to get former policemen back on the streets?
Yes, they have. In fact, today we've had reports that hundreds of Iraqis, including police officers, have responded to a U.S. appeal for them to come and restore order in the capital. And among them today were seven Iraqi police officers. It was led by a police colonel who came in his police uniform and came with some of his fellow officers into the Palestine Hotel and offered their help to U.S. soldiers.
What about the power and the water? Has any progress been made on restoring those services?
Yes. In fact, there are civil affairs engineers that are coming here. I believe they've already arrived, and they will be going out into the city as early as tomorrow morning to take a look at the power grids to see what needs to be done to turn on the power in the city. What they're afraid of is turning on the power and setting off electrical fires. They want to make sure that the breakers and things like that are all turned off before they turn on the main grid. So they're being very careful, and I think that's why it's been taking so long. But Baghdad should have power, they say, by sometime next week.
We've just been speaking to Alicia Rue in Baghdad. This is David Weber in